भाई गुरुदेव विपत्ति प्रज्ञान के तो गोस्वामी महाराज आफ्टर सम टाइम कृष्ण डिड नॉट लाइक दैट ही शुड बी मैनेजर ऑफ बंगाल कैपिटल सो ही रिजाइन एंड ही वांटेड टू स्टार्ट हिज ओन वेहिकल फैक्ट्री और and then he started his own factory very young. But what man proposes or disposes? God never wanted that he should be like this. He should be entitled and worthy so very soon he fell. Then he came to Allahabad. And he took a big, very huge, big medical call. Very big, where our Prime Minister, first Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru, and his daughter, or Indira Gandhi, they all used to come there for medicine. And then after some time, again he went. Then he began to make his own medicine and representing it himself. And thus he used to go shop to shop to distribute his medicine. At that time he became senile. His wife kicked up and son also. Never like his elder son. But anyhow, younger son.
Younger son.
He was always special. And he used to love him. Then, suddenly he came to Mathura. And he was living in a hotel. One day I was going to give some car to take bath, and the way I found him, oh Prabhu, why you are here? What do you do? Right, what I say, oh, I'm going to go to the hotel. Well, and I told Kunjali Ali Prabhu that go and take this all luggage and take on the door. Get out the podium and there he came, I gave a separate room in front of me, by side of me. And now he was eternal. I told that Prabhu, we have not come to distribute medicine. Your wife kicked you, your son like this, now you should take sandhya. Don't delay. You are very, very qualified. You can pray in Western countries and everywhere it is. At that time, he told me. I remember that when I was in Calcutta and took initiation from Srila Prabhupada, wisdom and is a professor, Lord Prabhu, you should request that he will take the He used to write books at that time, and he published first three cantos of Srimad Bhagavat there, in our Gaudiya Math, when Delhi and in the night he used to write books, translating other books, and a paper, what paper was, that's God.
He wrote a poem there.
in a very and she's thinking. What is she thinking? Then she's never. But begin to dawn on strength, on the thought. And after that, we take you to be in consecrate wine and other. Because this is what they are in. Think about. After that,
favorite. What was your favorite?
Yes, he stopped and especially he came to the Prabhu Nityananda and Mahamantra. They were very much excited and all the people they are coming, both coming and they become from Hindi to X. Shyamrani is here. And also, and after so many things, Sabal Krishna and other Jews, they went to for us. They went out for leaving so many things. Now, a very big creation.
Raj also?
And from there, he came to preach.
He came to New York.
He was here, there, and then England and his whole world. In couple of years, he established 100 and 1,000 dollars fitting centers. Even on the top of mountains, in midst of jungles, on the midst of oceans, everywhere is created also very miraculous. And we, up till now, we have translated so many books. Every month he used to give me letters. About 500 letters he gave me. So much time he has requested it all you to come with me and see. I told Prabhu, I am with you, but now I am serving my duty. There are so many liabilities. So after some time, I want. So, what he wanted, I used to send him Sardar, Hold, Tikin, Elak, Pera, Matura, very faithful. He was waiting for the faithful. And he used to go so well. He used to go so many delicious things and opportunities. Such a couple of years as he was fitting center. And so many of her right books, like translation of Chaitanya Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is perfect, and Chaitanya Chaitanya, Krishna books, so many books. Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Gita and Vidhi, so many books. And thus, by book, these books were distributed in the whole world. And thus, in couple of years, it became like world teacher. I'm very grateful to me. By his mercy, I have done him a little, but that is why everywhere in the world they call me, they respect me, they dare me, and by his grace, so many disciples now coming. It is not due to me, no qualification, but yet, only by the serving of my Gurudev and Swamiji. Now, everywhere, teaching center also has written more books than Swamiji even. And he toured in the world in 16 or how many times? 40. And up till now, I have 724 times the whole world. I think that what he has traveled in the world, now I am going more other countries also. In China, in the Russia event, China and other countries also. Perhaps we meant New Zealand also.
Fiji.
I'm going qualify this train. I think this was very wrong. Without the power of Krishna, everyone cannot do like this. So, Gautama Siddha Maharaj also told that Arya also is a special in power of Krishna. That is in the whole world. And a revolution comes in religious thing. Today is the departure day of this world. I give my Pushpanjali in his notes. He should be happy to me and merciful to me, and he should give me as he was all so that I can preach my guru and he preaching as he go pranam. Now I am very Padmana Maharaj and same thing. He Samadhi is trying to hold your own hand. Huh? He Samadhi is
holding.
Is he last? Oh, when he returned back to India, I was allowed after that I went to airport to welcome him, to welcome him. Actually, get that. And once I drunk one of all his disciples,
Uttarananda Prabhu.
And then he gave Sangha. So I was there and with me he sent Sitanananda Ji here and there for. He used to tell that, oh, Bombay is my head office. North East is my southern office. And Vrindavan, or abode, my non-presidential abode. Also, he used to tell that India has a fight, but not she cannot war. Land. And Western countries, America, is blind, but they can walk. So, India, sitting on the second book here. What is this? Oh, Hafiz Sharif Malli. By which anyone can be liberated from this world and they can be happy forever. Only India can be. So India grew up whole world in this way. But India is very poor. They cannot do anything. So Western countries are very rich. So we both keep helping each other. If you will this, please bhakti everywhere, oh, it can be success. I see that bhakti not Thakur has done. So many, but Gauranga,
their complexion.
Quite complexion, person from Western, we will come and hear all Indians, both will do Haribol, Haribol. And we see now everywhere. Oh, more than Indians, here are Western people. Only I think that who are coming to me, only do. Oh, Swamiji, by his books and happy. So today, we are giving Pushpanjali to the
Sakti, is the first issue. After Samadhi Ji Ji, आपने अपने हाथ से उनकी समाधि की थी।
ओह, इधर कुछ किया। In the last time he was in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram temple, he called.
I forgot again.
I went there. He had just come to speak anything. And he was like that. All were doing slow kirtan. I went there and seeing me, he began to speak. And he took my hands in his hand and told that you should sit on my face. But I did pranam and another chair was being said. Then he began to go. Oh, I have done something wrong. Apara. I have told something that what? That Gaujab Matwala always taking prasadam and sleeping going back. But really it was not my fault. Wait, you tell like this. Well, he has told that. But this has my people. So, excuse you and tell my God brother here. I leave at you. And one thing more, I want that you could with your own hand give my samadhi. And you should organize my dinner. And what you say, my disciples will pay to all the Vaishnavas, money or anything. I told that you should not money. I will do. He told that, oh, Prabhu, you should. I had so many Western devotees. And in Bengal, he told that I had brought so many mantis from the other there. I could not properly pray again. So please, you should help me. I told you, I should be, I will help. What can I do? And I will give you what? With my own. At that time, his god brother, Balmaharaj was there. And there were so many respected persons. But why he told me to give me samadhi? Why? And why he told that you should help my devotees? It may be something. He knew that he can do. So, I went to Western country first time to see the places where he had gone. It was like a pilgrimage for him. I went there and saw everywhere. All places were telling, oh, dear Swami, he has come here. And why he gone? It will be something missing. And I did all these things. I think that he will be happy that I am speaking here. And in time with our disciples were like they know right. You can see all so many especially senior devotees who left their home and they became Srikastha. I went there everywhere and inspired them. In England, in America, in Australia, in New Zealand, everywhere. And all disciples of senior disciples and sincere, they were successful. I helped. Even today, I'm helping. So, Premanande. In a letter, he wrote, once I wrote Sanskrit. I mean, reply to that letter he told me, wrote me, our relations are some different now. And as my
my relation is with Prabhupada Eternal, it is not a scandal. My relation with you changes. He has not written anyone of his desire. Not anyone. But I think it's called legal task, Krishna. Hundred. I have seen so much. Till now I have glorified everywhere. In perfect court case, day and night going there. I have said so much. But the fear that, oh, Narayan Maharaj will become president of his court.
Hare Bol, why not? Why not?
I don't want you to be like this. You should take money from them and I will teach them what is happening. I think it's happening. And you should take money. But you should also allow them to come to me and to lunch. But that's it. Oh, we will take all this. No, will come to us and thus we will be like you. I told them, I don't want to. Oh,
there you go.
What's the concern? Concern? How long he was in Mathura before Sannyasa and after Sannyasa? Sannyasa Gaudiya Mahal.
And the same unlimited obeisances and the just to the Lord and Spirit of my own worship of the Shishi Gurudev. All Vishnu Pad, a spiritual system of Spirit Shimad, to the Lord to be done in Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all the Lord of Christmas succession and all the eternal devotees. First, I'll begin from the sentence that Gurudev left off on regarding my being a home senior. About 10 years ago, I said to Gurudev that 12 years ago, I said, in this time, I feel like I'm senior, because I was the second lady who joined, and there was only about 10 other devotees there. But in your association, in your sangha, I feel junior to junior. So Gurudev said, yes, you are just a newborn baby. And then he said, when you look this way, towards the people, you should think I know something. And when you look this way towards the Guru, you should think I know nothing. So Srila Gurudev is going around the world glorifying Srila Prabhupada by explaining his Pranam mantra, Gaudavani Pucharani, Yavi Shri Shishu Nivari Pachitri. And during if anybody doesn't have this book, it's a series of Srila Gurudev's lectures on Srila Prabhupada's Pranav Macha. So he often requests us to speak about Srila Prabhupada's glory through the meaning of this mantra. As Srila Gurudev explained in Gopinath Bhavan, what is that Gauravani that our Srila Prabhupada is preaching? He quotes several verses in that regard. And he says you have to know all this Gauravani, all these vani, so that you can preach strongly and glorify Srila Prabhupada in this way. The first verse he quotes is Arajya Bhagavan Gurdesha Tanayam Sadhama Vindavanam Ramya Karchidupasanam Vrivanu Vardhena Gano Vidam Shrimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Machamidam Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to Srila Vishnath Thakurbari Thakur, says that my only worshipable deity Arajya Bhagavan is Pradesha Sanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the son of Yashoda, and his dham, Vrindavan dham, which is not different from him, is also my worshipable deity. Not Krishna in Dwarka, not Krishna in Mathura, but Krishna in Vrindavan, who is the son of Mother Yashoda, who came out weeping, and couldn't even roll over without her help. That Krishna, who is succeeded by Subhav Saka and Sridham in their resume matches. That Krishna, who offers his head at the feet of Srimati Radhika. That Krishna is my worshipful deity. And the practice of worship that I adopt is that which, as Srila Prabhupada said in his own words, has been manufactured. Yavardena Jagopita has been manufactured by the gopis. And what is the evidence of this? Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Krishna himself says in the Bhagavatam that your devotion to me, he told the gopis, your devotion to me is so great that I have no capacity to repay it. Even if I have a lifetime of Brahma, I will not be able to repay it. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, this is the teaching, the vani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the opinion of Mahaprabhu, and I have no interest in hearing any other opinion. Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse so many times in his Golden Lecture. Even at the very beginning of his Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, in the preface, he quotes the second Gauravani, that is, Jeto Dharmana Arjanam Bhava Mahara Vani Yavasana. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Jatakam, is his great contribution. Nobody could think like this before he came. Ramanamakai Bahudai Shukadavashakti. So many devotees brought the name and preached the name and sang the name, like the Bhagavad Maharani, that is, fellow students to chant Ramachandra's name, Ramvidhi Deva's Ramnam also. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Lord has so many names, which has the power according to the form. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Radhakan, Radharaman, Gopinath. So in Mahaprabhu's teaching of the name, he gives what no other incarnation or acharya ever gave before, since the last previous day of Brahma, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave the same thing. That is, he gave Prem, Neha, Man, Rav, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and even touches of Madanakya Mahabhav to be able to serve Srimati Radhika in her happiness, tasting happiness, and her sound, tasting sadness. And Srinada Bhisi Nishina. So many devotees were humble, so Lakshmaraj was so humble. He tolerated the being of his father. But nobody is so humble like Srimati Radhika and the gopis, as explained in Ganesha, in Gopiji. And this is the practical humility that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. I don't want any beautiful husband or wife. I don't want any wealth. I don't want any followers. What do I want? The bhakti that is in the heart of she must be Radhika and her manager, that Bhakti I want to serve. So she sent him a hospital through Shastakam, gave the highest love. And then the other verse, an artist should be Shastakamaya, the mark of his son, the oath of the son, the Bhakti Siyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, he seems to give no other information or Acharya ever gave for a long, long time, for billions and billions and billions of years, since the previous day of Brahma when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself. And what love did he come to give? What love did Srila Prabhupada come to give? Una Ojavarasam. What love did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give? He came to take the love of Srimati Radhika, because he was Krishna and the mood of Srimati Radhika, with her complexion. And he came to give the Bhakti Priyam, the treasure. A treasure is Ma. And only in his followers, Srila Rupa Goswami and his followers, is that treasure house, that Shriyam, that Solam, that beauty. The beauty of the creeper. Srimati Radhika is the creeper. Krishna is the tree, and Radhika is the tree creeper that's wrapped around or embracing that tree of Krishna. And the gopis of the so many leaves and flowers and fruits and wondering. And when the air plays with the creeper, then the leaves dance and the flowers dance, and everybody is happy along with the creeper. When the bee comes to sit on the mandarin sway back and forth, no. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that Tantat Bhavan Shastika, that following of Sri Rupa Manjari. And Sri Prabhupada also, he said in the preface of his nectar of instruction, that the Krishna consciousness movement is founded under the supervision of Sri Rupa Goswami. All Gaudiya Vaishnavas are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and therefore, one of the greatest Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, prays. This is all in Srila Prabhupada's preface. He prays, Rupa Raghunatha Pramei Maite Akuti, Kavi Kama Puji Vaste, Yuga Vaishnavati. When will I say in mind that I can understand the loving affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and her associates through the literature of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami and also Goswami. Another Gauravani that Sri Prabhupada spreads in all of his lectures, his letters, and all of his books is the establishment of that verse by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Amnaya Paraha Tatvam Hareya Vina Parayam, that those Vedic literatures that are accepted by the Guru Parampara coming through Lord Brahma and then Madhvacharya through Madhavendra Puri through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted by the Sri Kripani and their followers, that is accepted as the evidence of the absolute truth. And what is that absolute truth? That Krishna, Vrindavananam Shyam Sundar, is the supreme absolute reservoir of all incarnations of all worlds, the Lord of all lords. Moreover, he's the reservoir of all pleasure. He's the embodiment of all transcendental knowledge. All living entities, whether conditioned or liberated, are his parts and parcels. Those who are conditioned are under the influence of Maya, and those who are liberated are freed from Maya and serving in the world. The living entities and the material energy are all simultaneously one with and different from him. The only process to achieve him, the only sadhana, is pure devotional service. And the ultimate goal of that sadhana is kriti, or transcendental love, on the level of Radhavati. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Fortune of the Entities. And then Gurudev, can you speak on this in that year? What is that Gauravani that I'm sure Prabhupada seeks to teach? And then I thought, I was saying this, and started saying, and Gauravani is the Ratiyatra Prasanga, the subject matter of Ratiyatra, which is so exalted for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is living. Srimati Radhika and the yogis meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra, and within that air company where Vrindavan is established as so far superior in Dwarka or any other abode, and the yogis are established as far superior to the queens, who are the nothing but the expansion of Srimati Radhika. Then he called out, and Rai Ramananda Sambhaj, that is also Gauravani. Within Rai Ramananda Sambhaj, Sri Rai Ramananda tells the Mahaprabhu that only by the mercy of the Sati can Radha and Krishna's pastimes be nourished and can they be broadcast all over the world. So we see that Srila Prabhupada established a Sanatari Kamika, not only in English, with the commentaries of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur and his own divine commentaries, but he had it translated in over 50 languages all over the world, as he did with Srimad Bhagavatam. He established Jagannath worship all over the world, first in San Francisco in 1967. In January, he went to San Francisco, and he engaged even the smokers in one smoker and his wife in carving the first Jagannath. And he even used Jagannath's head as an ashtray for his cigarette. But Prabhupada knew how to engage everybody. And so then the second set of Jagannath deities, many of that same devotee, was sent to New York. And then Prabhupada came after Lord Jagannath came. And he even ordered me, who took the LSD, just coming out of an LSD meeting and the whole lot, and to organize it around the Art Festival. New York City, and he even drew a black truck with Lord Jagannath and his six-figure drawing. So Prabhupada established Rabbi Yatra in all the major and minor cities of the world. Why? So that in the beginning they're pulling the cards and saying, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jagannath is coming, Nayana Pajagami, Bala to me. But then why? So that they can come to read the Rabbi Yatra pastime of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then they can come to read the Rabbi Yatra pastime in Srimad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. And then finally develop the love of the followers of the gopis, which is the original reason Jagannath appeared. So Srila Gurudev gave a little hint about the disappearance date of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada disappeared from our physical vision exactly 30 years ago today. And Srila Gurudev was giving a class in 1992 at our Juhu Beach Temple. It's on Juhu Beach Temple in Bombay. He was explaining how Srila Prabhupada is just like a mountain, because the mountain is so high, and anyone without any qualification can see the height of a mountain. But the depth of the mountain underneath the ground is very difficult to see. So how high is Srila Prabhupada? Brought hundreds of thousands of millions of illicit sex condoms, leisure, wine drinkers, all bad habits, hippies, debauchees, and brought them to the door of Bhakti. He established hundreds of temples. He, as Shilagur, they just explained, he translated and wrote commentaries to you, and translated the commentaries of the previous acharyas of 12 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam and 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the Hindi publication group can identify with this because Gurudev is always pressing. One book a week, and why isn't my Gauravani Dasyati Deepika ready? Gurudev is coming and don't see. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada just published 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita and 2 volumes of the 5th canto Srimad Bhagavatam in 2 months. And when the devotees told him that it's impossible, Prabhupada said, impossible is the word only in a fool's dictionary. So Gurudev is explaining that it's more easy to see the heart, but he established so many gurukulas and brought so many children from materialistic homes to become devotees. And Prabhupada took their hand in his own hand and had them write A, B, and he said them to shine with his own hand. So this is the height of the mountain. But what is the depth of the mountain that Prabhupada came to give this very, very deep Gauravani is Sunak also when it comes to Bhakti Priyam. And Gurudev explained how Prabhupada could assert the order of Gurudev to give him samadhi. So giving him samadhi, what does that samadhi mean? Gurudev said, Prabhupada understood what is the meaning of samadhi. Sama means sustain, and di means intelligence. So Prabhupada, by entering samadhi, was entering, of course he was already in it, just like Buddha explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam when he was teaching Vidura. On the Guru's request, it explained in the Bhagavatam that Uddhava had simultaneously present in Goloka Vrindavan and simultaneously present on the earth. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada was present always in Goloka Vrindavan, in which he joined no refuge in Sipai, and also present on the earth simultaneously. So, what does it mean, samadhi? That means he's entering. Although he's already there, samadhi means that he's entering into that same mood as the native and the Srimati Radhika, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Giving him samadhi, he put on anklets and samadhi mantras that he can use to tell anybody about what those samadhi mantras were. Hindu, Sanskrit, and so many things to decorate him. Enter into Srimati Radhika's kund because he continues that service. So, Srila Gurudev said, if I can give one atom of that true conception of him to the world, I'll consider that my very best service to the world. He said, Prabhupada told me to preach to his followers, but I thought, how can I preach? There's so much more advanced than me. But then I heard that they were saying that he's a coward boy, and he thought, now I know what my mission is. To give the full conception of Srila Prabhupada, and if I can do that, greatest service to the spiritual master is resisting his service to your country. And if I can do that for this world, for his followers and those who will become his followers, I'll consider that my greatest service. Go take them and do it.
Thank you. Srimad Prabhupada Jaya Ho Jaya Srimad Prabhupada Jaya Ho Jaya Srimad Prabhupada Jaya Ho Jaya